Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And, of course, I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. We are full-blown into the holidays right now, and I just want to say that we are grateful that you are here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And you can reach me anytime at that number. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is the bad news is time flies. The good news is you are the pilot. Make sure that you are taking that best trip for yourself every single day and that you are starting your day in a positive way. Again, I want to remind you to download our podcast, and that podcast is The Kim Pagano Show. Follow us throughout our social. We always are sharing positive thoughts there and sharing our great guests. And, of course, talking about great guests, my first guest is Sigmar Berg. He is the author of One Journey, The Love Tuner. And, of course, he's been on a 32-year spirit journey and a global mission for peace and love. Love this. Let's bring Sigmar. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Great being on your show.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your extraordinary professional background and what all you've done.
Yeah, I'm originally born in Austria. I lived since 18 years in the United States, and I was working back and forth between Europe and New York before I moved to Los Angeles. And yeah, like my journey was actually, I started as a trained architect, became a designer, and along the way, I got into more and more into my own journey, like spiritual journey, and I discovered meditation. And actually, on accident, I got introduced to healing frequency called the 528 Hertz frequency. And yeah, down the road, we invented a mindfulness and meditation device that called the Love Tuner, and in my book I write about this frequency, about harmony and dissonance, and in general the knowledge about frequency and vibration.
Wow, so interesting. I love that. And let me ask you, I mean, when did you begin to meditate?
I started meditating, I would say, like about nearly 18, 20 years ago.
And, way before it was even, you know, a thing, I guess you would say, right? I mean, you were before your turn time.
Yeah, and, you know, like I think also subconsciously, because I was in my teenage year a professional swimmer, and we did two things back then already. We did ice baths and breath work, but it was not breath work to the consciousness that we have right now. It was more like a physical exercise, and it especially when you swim long distances through the continuous monotone repetition of physical exercise in combination with exhale and inhale, you actually go to a meditative state of mind. And I think when I started actually meditating, it got me right back to the point when I was like, whatever, my teenage years and swimming back then, we swam like 1.5 kilometers, is a little bit less than a mile, but it's a pretty long distance of swimming, especially when you swim in competitions. And then I recognized, oh, that's exactly the state of mind, what is actually called mindless. So where you literally, you know, tap out, and where the process of constant firing thoughts stops.
Wow. You know, there was just a movie on that I just saw about a professional swimmer who really gets into her mind and remembers, like, when she was a child and, you know, like the lessons and all that. And that's kind of what you're talking about, where you are really, it's a meditation, but it's also just at like a positive thought pattern, correct?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, you'll have to see that movie. Oh my gosh, but it was pretty intense. Like, she never wanted to give up, and I love that. So let me ask you, what led you to the development of the Love Tuner, and what exactly is the Love Tuner?
So the Love Tuner so it comes in the form of a necklace. You wear it around your neck, and there's a little holder. And in this holder is a single-tone flute, what is calibrated to 528 hertz. And when you use the Love Tuner, you do a conscious breathing break. So you have a certain pattern how you breathe through this instrument. And the exhale connects to this frequency. It creates the sound of 528 hertz, what is understood the so-called love frequency, DNA repair, or miracle frequency. And it's the most prominent frequency in the healing frequencies, the so-called solfeggio frequencies. And it sounds super complicated, but the cool thing is it's super easy. So you don't have to have no clue about meditation, no clue about breathwork. You just follow basically a simple leaflet. You take this little flute, you play through it, you do a breathing cycle 6 times, and depending on the exhale, it can take a couple of minutes, and you reach the literal meditative state of mind, and you do a conscious breathing break. And on a spiritual level, you invite love in your life, because it's the highest frequency that we have is the frequency of love. And I always say, like, when people go like, oh, love can heal everything, yeah, it can. And we just don't practice it enough. And I think if there would be more love in this world, and if we would all recognize that all is one and one is all, we would be just, yeah, we would just be doing what humanity should do, you know, to unite.
I love that. How beautiful is that? Let me ask you, why did you write One Journey?
So, like, when we came out with the Love Tuner, our knowledge was, yeah, we knew that the 528 is great and all this stuff. But the longer I was working with it, and especially the more and more I tuned these people, and I saw this reaction, and I literally tuned with thousands of people, either one-on-one or in seminars where I was speaking. But what I recognized is, and a lot of healers that are working with us, especially people that can see energy, they saw that the entire chakra system aligns when you use this instrument. So you really come not only like physically that you do a nice breathing work, but you get in alignment, your entire cell structure aligns, and it gives you the feelings of relaxation and balance. And we dig more and more into this knowledge of frequency, and why does the 528 hertz frequency is so prominent? Why is it the frequency of chlorophyll? Why do the bees come in this frequency? So there was more and more and more knowledge that we discovered. And at one point I said, it's the right time to write this book. And I carried all my knowledge together, what I experienced through my own spiritual practice, whatever I learned myself. So I happen to be very intuitive. So I elevated my intuition, and I went into channeling. So a lot of stuff what is in this book is channeled information, and then I have a very dear contributor to this book. It's, we call them team writers. Her name is Annie Walnick. So we put a lot of her knowledge in there too, as she is a life coach and a performance coach. So we also put in a lot of practical stuff, how you can actually integrate spirituality into your life. And it doesn't mean that you become a hippie or that you're disconnected from society. It's something completely different. It's like that you feel whole, that you don't look on the outside. And when you get this wholeness within yourself, everything around you just gets better. Your business,
wow,
your job, whatever you want to do, you're just an overall happier person, especially the people around you, family and friends. They can be elevated through your own higher vibration.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Sigmar, I just looked up the Love Tuner, and there's like a necklace, right, that you wear. Is that correct? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
And did you come up with that?
Yeah, this was our invention, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I so want one of those. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so explain, what is the 528HZ? Tell me about that. Tell everyone a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as I said, it's a very prominent healing frequency, and it's not that it's the frequency that we discovered. It's an ancient cosmic frequency. It's not a man-made frequency. So it occurs in the humming of the bees. It's the reason why our leaves are green. Chlorophyll vibrates on 528 hertz. This is also why this frequency is the same on the sound spectrum and on the color spectrum. So 528 hertz nanometers is exactly the color green. And when you listen to the sound of leaves with an amplifier, it makes exactly the same tone as the Love Tuner does. Humming of the bees, exactly the same. And so this shows us that it's a cosmic healing frequency. And about 600 after Christ, the Gregorian choirs chanted on this frequency, and it was a very strong healing frequency that healed communities. And the church was actually the first institution that interfered with this frequency and said, we don't want to have these people in harmony. And then later on, our musical scale got even changed. So the 528 hertz note actually disappeared. And interesting enough, John Lennon composed Imagine, what is still one of the most prominent love and peace songs in the world in over half a century. And he composed it in 528 hertz, so he had a knowledge about this healing love frequency.
Oh my gosh, I love this. What a cool thing to do. Okay, and so what is tuning? Like, how do you tune your mind, your body, your soul? What is that?
Yeah, so like, you know, when whatever you want to call it, but when you want to call it the source, you want to call it God, if you connect to the universe, you need to be a receiver that vibrates. And when you vibrate higher, what you will receive is just higher frequency experiences. And the form of tuning actually means to tune your system. And it's comparable to like a radio station. So if the radio is a little bit off, you know, you have this like these noises in the background where you don't get a clear sound. And this is similar when humans are not tuned. So when we are not aligned, we don't have this connection to God, or we don't have this connection to the universe, we don't have this connection to nature. So, and especially in a society where distraction and, you know, our social media, our devices is constantly around us. I mean, don't get me wrong. I use all this because it's very convenient. But when it becomes too much for a human, when this becomes your life, you're absolutely out of tune. And
there are days that you feel like you're not in tune with yourself, or you're not on, you know. I love that. And you actually have a building, a dome on your ranch in Malibu, which it's feasible for most of us to get there. Speak. We've literally got 1 minute left, but I want to have you back. This is so. I even saw my hot pink, tuner on there. I need to get one of those Love Tuners. So, gosh, this is so interesting. I just want to say it reduces stress, prevent burnout, strengthen your immune system, increase your lung volume, improve your health, find inner peace through repetitive breathing, and arrive in and here and now. I love that. Wow. How do my listeners find you and find out more about this?
When you're interested in Love Tuner, the best would be to check out lovetuner.com. So like love and tuner, because it tunes into this frequency. So lovetuner.com. We ship nationwide, I think free shipping. And you can also find my book. It's published under Waterside Publishing, and it's available on Amazon. It's called One Journey, the Love Tuner book.
Sigmar, will you come back? Because I know we didn't even get, like, there's so many more questions I have. And I would love, this is truly, truly the brighter side of life. And I would love to have you back.
Awesome. I would love to be back on your show.
You got it. Well, please share our show with everyone. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your gift with so many. And I definitely want to get a love tuner. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me on your show.
You got it. Have a great rest of your weekend. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Dana Cohen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, Dr. Dana Cohen, integrative functional MD, and an author book of her new book, Quench. I love the name. And again, Dr. Cohen, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, whatever it is, right? I'm so glad you're here. But you're actually breaking the silence and overlooked women's health challenges. What type of women's health challenges are overlooked and are displaced, or actually displaced, dismissed by so many doctors? Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. So, we know historically and very recently that specifically, even women's heart disease was very much overlooked until we got the word out, and now it's so much more talked about. We knew that prior to a few years ago that women were, you know, present differently with heart disease and that kind of thing. And so once that word came out, then hopefully most doctors are not overlooking that anymore, and women are armed with information. But, I think women in menopause and menopausal and perimenopausal issues are not talked about enough. And a lot of women are suffering and their quality of life is being affected. And all we need to do is talk about it and to make a difference.
I love that. I love that. I'm actually a media sponsor for American Heart Association. My mom passed away from a heart attack, and had gone and checked everything, but there isn't a lot of, now there is, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're becoming aware of it. And it's so weird because I just did a community conversation about it where we go in, we check our cars, we have our home, we have, you know, and our eyes, our ears, but nobody goes in and gets their heart checked. And that's like your main organ for your body to run. And so I love that you're bringing that up to start off with. So, and then of course menopause. That's like the big M that nobody wants to talk about, and it's like the hush hush. Oh, you're going through menopause. I think that's such a big deal. And so what are the symptoms of a menopause? You know, people may not even know. What could they do for that?
Yeah, so, you know, the typical ones that everybody knows about are hot flashes. But I want to say those hot flashes can be debilitating for some women. It's horrible to walk into an office or be in a meeting and you're breaking out into a sweat. And even, you know, the interesting thing is that most of the time, most people don't even notice, but it's uncomfortable. So that can, you know, the hot flashes everybody knows about, but people don't think about joint pain, sleeping difficulties, mood, you know, libido. Frozen shoulder is so common in 50-year-old
women. Really?
Yeah. Painful sex, vaginal dryness, urinary incontinence. And I want to say about the urinary incontinence, like this is a hard subject for women to talk about, but so many women suffer from it. And you don't even need to have had children to have a problem with it. It can just happen in menopause where you're coughing and sneezing and having to sort of hold your legs together because you might leak some urine. It's a problem.
So where are you located?
I'm in New York City.
Do you see people virtually all over?
It's interesting. I have a rule. I need to see them at least once in person. I have patients from all over the world, but I do have to see them once in person, lay my hands on them, and then I would see them virtually. I do think that I honestly feel this is a total aside. My visit starts when I watch you walking from the waiting room into my office. There's things that you pick up that you can't see on a video.
What is one thing that you would pick up? What have you because of that? So it's obviously you're very insightful.
So I'm a trained observer. Yes, that's that's what I do. A limp. I'll see somebody limping, you know, walking in, just sort of so even basic things. I'll see a tremor. Or things that you can sort of hide on a video. And those are the big things that come to mind.
I love that. I mean, so many people are doing, you know, telephone appointments, but how can you really, I think I'm so glad that you said that because it's a little dangerous, you know, and not everyone wants to come with all their problems or their, you know, how can I do this? So you're getting a half appointment, I guess you would say.
I'm so sorry. I can't help myself either. I have to look at the person as a whole. I honestly think that, you know, medicine is moving backwards. We're not advancing. I think we need to go back to good old fashioned medicine where you know your doctor and you know your patient and you know what's going on in their home. I think that is truly the future of medicine. If we want to survive, if doctors want to survive.
I totally agree with you. And of course, I think our medical is getting it's not good.
It's worse.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with the system. It's 5 minutes
it really
with the doctor.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the people that can't even afford, you know, insurance. Mm-hmm. And I could go on a lot about this. So, but let me ask you.
I'm right there with you.
Okay, thank you. Your book, is this your first book?
Quench is my first book. It's actually been out a couple of years. So it's not new. It's been around and it continues to sell. And I'm going to just pat myself a little bit on the back right now. I continue to get letters from people how this book has changed their lives. And the truth is, it's a very simple message, which is the beauty of it all. And it's basically that hydration, learning how to hydrate is the single most important thing you could do to treat and prevent chronic disease, hands down.
That totally speaks to me, your name, Quench. Okay. So is that water? Is that any fluids? You know, people get confused.
Great.
They're like, well, I'm drinking this soda. And I'm like, that's not good for you.
That's a great question. So, it incorporates eating real whole foods, more vegetables, more fruits, and some fluids. Yes. Water, obviously is one. Believe it or not, coffee and tea do count. In moderation. So anything over 4 cups of coffee then becomes a diuretic. But if it's anything under than that, like it actually does count towards your hydration status, which is great news for lots of people. smoothies is like the ultimate hydrating fuel as far as I'm concerned. So blended greens. Smoothies. Blended greens
smoothies.
With water.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good
then,
to know.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you have recipes in there?
Yeah, there's tons of recipes. Really, really fun. Some simple, some a little more exotic.
Yeah. Okay, good. So if you were going to leave us with like a couple tips that, you know, I always call it, like, you know, our moment of truth with Dr. Dana Cohen. What would it be that you never get to ask your doctor, you know?
Oh, so wait, what do you mean? Never get to ask your doctor. You know, my brain first went to, moment of truth, is the one thing that I'm a stickler about with my patients is staying on top of your hydration. So that means day in and day out, knowing your hydration status, pushing yourself to do better. I don't do that with diet. I subscribe to the 80-20 rule. Give me at least 80% of you know, your diet, meaning if you're whatever it may be, whatever diet I put you on or lifestyle plan I put you on. With hydration, every single day you need to be on top of that. And I'm just going to give you one real.
How much should we be drinking?
Okay, great question, because it's different for everybody. The more important thing is you want to look at your urine output. So we are meant to be urinating every 2 or 3 hours during our waking hours. If you're not doing that, you need to hydrate better.
Oh, so 2 to 3 hours. Oh, gosh. I used to do hair, and I would be like, yeah, don't have time, you know?
Yeah.
But
I sit at my desk 10 hours straight, not get up. Like, I know.
Yeah. Okay. So 2 to 3 hours we should be urinating. And that really speaks to it. So does that coincide with any water that we should be drinking?
You know, that's a really tough question. The impetus for the book was the discovery of a fourth phase of water. We call it structured water or gel water, and it's the work of Dr. Gerald Pollack, which is fascinating in and of itself. That's one reason to read the book, because it's crazy to think about that there's another phase of water that's been identified.
Oh, wow.
Right? But any kind of water, you know, whether it's electrolyte water or plain bulk water, filtered water, I would suggest filtered water, but you can check your water by the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. You can go onto their website, put in where you live, and it can tell you what kind of contaminants are in your water. And,
how scary is that, right? Dr. Dana, I would love to have you back, because this is so interesting, and I think there's so much more we could talk about, but where do my listeners get your book?
So you can get it on Amazon, Quench.
There you go.
Or you can go to my website, www.drdanacohen.com.
There you go. Please share our show, and I'd love to have you back again, and let's connect on social.
Yes, I'd love it. Thank you
for your good work. I appreciate you.
All right, me too. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show and The Brighter Side of Life and Business. We'll be right back.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent, where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
HypnoBabies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. HypnoBabies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier, and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit HypnoBabies.com. That's HypnoBabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
AT&T Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show and, of course, being together with friends this Thanksgiving. That's something to be thankful for. And my next guest, Jan Allen, is going to talk about turkey with a Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. We're going to talk with her.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Very good. And for our listeners that are just tuning in with us, October is in our rear view mirror. And guess what we're going to be talking about is turkey. Jan Allen is our turkey talker. I love it. Are you like a turkey expert?
I am indeed.
Wow. How did you become that?
Well, I'm a home economist and I used to teach high school home economics. So I went through college and got a degree in home economics. And then after teaching, I went to a major retail chain for major appliances and was a national home economist with them and developed the products and worked on cookbooks. And when they got to Butterball, they do our own training. So we have a little thing called Butterball University where they train us. And I came in here thinking I knew a lot about cooking turkeys. I tell you, I hardly
little
knew anything
you know,
compared
right?
to what yes. So if
wow.
they make sure we're all well trained.
Give us a little history of the turkey, and we're talking about Butterball, one of my favorites.
Well, consumers have been coming together around the Butterball turkey for 70 years to celebrate Thanksgiving. So that's a long time. And Butterball's the best known and most loved brand of turkey in the U.S. Actually, one in three Thanksgiving turkeys is a Butterball turkey. It's a well-known name and people love it. We love working for them as well. The Turkey Talk Line began in 1981 with five home economists and they fielded over 11,000 calls. So it was well beyond their expectations. So they grew the following year to 25 home economists and dietitians. And I was fortunate enough to be one of those 25. And
congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. So I've been here like 40 years now, and it's been growing ever since. And we have like 50 home economists, food scientists, dietitians, all kinds of professionals in the food industry working for us. And it's great. They're wonderful people to work with. And they've become like my family away from home on Thanksgiving Day, as well as the Thanksgiving prep season. And I'm just so happy to be with them because they're great people. And the people that call in are wonderful too. And they're so grateful. And it's just such a good job all the way around.
I love it. What a perfect thing for Thanksgiving. But so when you say that there is a turkey talk line, are these all these people asking for tips on how to cook their turkey or like giving ideas what to put with the turkey? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, all the above, mostly how to cook the turkey, how much to buy, how to thaw it, what to do with the leftovers, you know, kinds of things. Sometimes there'll be some other questions, something a little bit different that they are doing this year that they haven't done in the past and they want to make sure it's a safe method or if this way that their sister-in-law is preparing it is going to be safe. So we have to get in there and solve some of their problems for them sometimes too. Yeah, even though they've done it before, many people have done it before because we do have a lot of first-time callers. Something might be a little bit different this year or they kind of forgot because they haven't done it since last year. They just want to call for reassurance too. Or they might have gotten advice from poll workers that are doing it differently. Well, is that a better way or is this a better way? So we're solving all kinds of questions.
Dan, have you ever gotten a call where they forgot to take the bag out inside?
Oh, yes, many times.
I think we did that like on one of our very, very first Thanksgivings. We were like, okay, as the kids take over from the parents, I can't remember who was like, what is this? And I'm like, I didn't know you were supposed to take that out. So how many people make that kind of mistake?
More than we would hope, actually.
Okay. That's comical. Well, for our listeners out there, make sure you take the insides out. They bag it all nicely for you, but, you know, you can make your gravy with that and all that good stuff. So when you're thinking about the size of a butterball turkey, how many people does that feed? Or I think it's like how many pounds to each person? How does that work?
We recommend a pound to a pound and a half per person.
Okay.
If you're really like leftovers and want to make sure you have generous portions, I'd go closer to the pound and a half per person.
And pound and a half, okay.
If you have too much, which I always like having too much because it makes my December an easy month, because I'll cube up the leftovers and, you know, put it in like in 2-cup portions in a little Ziploc bag and date it.
Yeah.
And when I'm doing like a turkey tetrazzini or turkey tacos or something, the turkey's all cooked and ready to go. So it makes meal preparation much faster.
And then you can stick it right back in the freezer, correct? Can you do that?
After you, the leftovers, after you cook the leftovers?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, then I wouldn't refreeze it a second time, no.
You would not. Okay, good question then. Okay, that's perfect. Is there a certain amount of time? Like, I know that so many ovens vary. What is the amount of time that you should allow for your turkey to cook?
Well, it depends on the size. It's not proportionate. It's like, in other words, 18-pound turkey is going to take about 3.5 hours to roast at 325 in a shell open pan. But if you had a turkey that's like close to 30 pounds, it's not going to take double the time exactly. So it's not proportionate. That's why a meat thermometer is so important. And we do come with, our turkeys all come with directions with a chart on how long it should cook based on the size.
And their own thermometers, right?
No, you need to use a meat thermometer. We don't have a pop-up thermometer in our turkey because you need to check several stuff. You want to put it in the breast, and that should reach 170, touching a bone. You also want to check
170?
Yes, in the breast. And you also want to check the temperature of the thigh, and that's the inner thigh, not touching of the bone, and that should be 180. And if you're stuffing the turkey, there are raw drippings dropping into that stuffing as it cooks, so you want to make sure that's at a safe temperature of 165. If all those temperatures are met, it's safe to take it out of the oven, cover it with foil, let it stand 20 minutes before carving to make the carving easier.
Okay. Is there any tips that you've learned that you share that you could share with our listeners?
Stop for that turkey early. Make sure you get you have a better selection of the size you want, and make sure you have a pan that turkey's going to fit into, so that you don't get to Thanksgiving morning and ready to put the turkey in the pan and it doesn't fit because you didn't.
Yeah.
You got a bigger turkey this year. That could be a problem. And have the good quality meat thermometer.
Here, now you got my mouth watering. And that turkey, there's just something about a turkey when it's cooking. Now, is it really true that it makes you tired? Because after you eat turkey, everybody wants a good nap.
There is tryptophan in the turkey, and that can make you tired, but you'd have to eat such a great portion of it that it's probably not the case, but it's probably all the other carbohydrates you're having, because it's a meal with a lot of carbohydrates, with, you know, 2 types of potatoes, stuffing, dinner rolls, you know, desserts. That's probably more what's making you tired, but there is some tryptophan in the turkey.
Jan Allen, it was a pleasure to talk with you. And of course, we're talking about Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How do my listeners find out if they have a turkey question, where they can call?
You can reach us at Butterball by calling 1-800-BUTTERBALL. You can also go to our website, which is butterball.com, and we're available on all the other social channels as well.
You know what? I love when you can speak to a real person and get some feedback, and especially the biggest time of the year when you're cooking for your family. Jan, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
For our listeners just tuning in, gift expert, founder of The Gift Insider, Lindsay Roberts, is here to really talk about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, savings and deals. Lindsay, give us what we need to hear so we can go get in and be a part of all those things.
Yeah, there really are it can be tricky, but there are so many deals out there this time of year, so it really is the best time to shop, the best time to save, and to really get everything on your list. But our tips are really to make sure that you are doing your research, you're planning ahead, you're making a list, and you are sticking to that list. So make sure to avoid those impulse purchases. I know it gets so easy to do, and so many people fall into that trap, but that's gonna really keep you on track this year. And also just remember to enjoy the season. You know, remember what it's all about. Try not to stress and try and really enjoy it.
You know what? I love that you said that because, you know, my new thing, and you know, there's just a lot of stress in the world. I mean, we're all in this together, just a different boat maybe, right? But you know what? Life is about having fun and making it easy. And sometimes we put our own stress on things. So, you know, I mean, so what type of gift will be top of the list for, let's just start off with gamers.
Yeah, so I have a new gamer in my life. I have a 6-year-old son, and he is just starting to get into it. So for him, I know video games, and for the forever gamers, video games are a great way to go for the holidays. And a really popular one this year is the reimagined Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. So it's now available on Steam, which is a big deal, under $40. So many people remember it from the past. And so it really brings the iconic original game, their classic levels, their pro skaters tricks, plus new skaters, and this really new, cool, immersive HD skateboarding experience. It's also discounted by 60%. So that's huge. It's available on Steam, like I said. It's also available on PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Series X, Nintendo Switch. So everywhere your gamer is playing, and now's a really good time to get a deal on that as well.
I love that. Okay, let's go to the tough one first, okay? Or right next is the person that has everything on their list, okay? And who already has everything. What do you get them?
So smart home gifts are a great way to go for someone who has everything or someone who might already get everything. We love recommending smart home gifts. It's also a great way to gift an entire family. So one that we recommend is the Ecobee Smart Thermostat Premium. So this is a gift that lets you give comfort and control this season. So it learns and adapts to your routine while keeping your home comfortable. And then it also can double as a smart security hub, which is so important these days. Has a built-in keypad, has smoke alarm detection, advanced sensor technology, freeze detection for peace of mind. So this really is truly a gift that pays for itself by helping families live comfortably and save money on their energy bills for years to come.
I love that. I love that. And what about something for the home? Okay, I'm like, I love new gadgets and stuff for the home.
Yeah, so again, smart home gifts are a great way to go for that. A lot of the Bluetooth speakers are huge this year. People are loving those type of things. The Echo, the Amazon Echo, we have in every room of our house. So we love that. And then we also recommend to try and, you know, add in some things that are more affordable. So for stocking stuffers, we have a great idea. Yes. So, you know, a holiday themed, affordable stocking stuffer is our favorite way to go because you want it themed, you want it affordable, put it right in the stocker, the stocking. So we have Old Spice Holiday Edition Twin Packs. So this a perfect smelling stocking stuffer for that special guy. They have 3 signature scents. They have Fiji, Swagger, and Captain. And they really smell so good. You can find them for under $10 at all the stores you're shopping, Walgreens, Target, Meijer. So it's really perfect for making loved ones feel and smell their best this holiday season and keeping it affordable.
I love it. I love it. Lindsay, where do we go for all this information so our listeners can, like, you know, if they're driving right now, they can go back and check this out?
So you can go to tipsontv.com for everything we talked about today. And I do have one other little kind of savings hack for you if you have an extra minute.
I do.
So this is, it's really so smart. So it's a great way to kind of stretch that holiday budget for you. And it's called Affirm. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. And what it does is it helps you get the best deal and responsibly pay for things over time for everything that's on your list. So it allows you to get the most bang for your buck at the places that you're already shopping. So you can use it at Amazon, Priceline, SeatGeek, so many places that you're already shopping and that you have things on your wish list. And what you do is you select Affirm when you're checking out. You choose from customized weekly, monthly payments. You never face late or hidden fees. And it's a really smart alternative to credit cards because you're agreeing upfront on the amount you want to spend. That amount never increases, and then you pay that over time in budget-friendly payments. So it's a really great way to stretch your holiday budget this year.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you for making it's affordable, so we can get some good stuff for everyone. But not only that, finding a way to pay for it. So, again, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And, of course, happy holidays. And I hope I talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kim. It was great chatting with you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show and, of course, the Brighter Side of Life. And today, a special effort to remember unsung heroes of the commissioned corps and to learn how to help the Library of Congress honor the veterans living or deceased for Veterans Day. And, of course, we've got Monica Mahendra joining us today. And Monica, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and putting a spotlight on this important issue.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Tell us a little bit, of course, about what we're going to be talking about and a little bit about our history.
Sure. The Library of Congress Veterans History Project is really an opportunity for you, for your listeners, for people related to them to get involved in understanding our collective history better by collecting and helping us to collect and preserve the firsthand accounts of the veterans in your lives, in their lives, maybe loved ones, community members, maybe people you haven't thought of. The Veterans History Project is gathering these donations of veterans' stories, firsthand narratives of those who served in the U.S. military from World War I through the more recent conflicts, so that we can all hear directly from those veterans and better understand what they saw, what they heard, felt, and did during their service.
Okay, perfect. And so tell us where this is located, how do we get there, and of course, these are just really timeless treasures, correct?
They are timeless treasures. The over 117,000 individual collections we already have of veterans' first-person experience are here at the Library of Congress, our nation's library, and we ask for originals of photographs and letters, memoirs, journals, and diaries because it is housed, protected and preserved and made available just like the rest of our nation's treasures here in Washington, D.C. at the Library of Congress. You can visit them, and I urge you to do so. Over 70% of those existing collections have digitized material offered on our website, LOC, short for LibraryofCongress.gov, short for government, GOV, /vets, V-E-T-S, short for veterans. And you can see them there yourself.
I love that. And I'm sure that each one of these has a story. And of course, each one of their memoirs has a story. And you could kind of find a little, pattern and it's just a perfect way to really remember them, correct?
It is a fantastic way to create a family legacy, these individual stories and perspectives. That's the real gem of oral history projects and oral history efforts, is that when you think about and you hear about a particular conflict, for instance, you hear singularly the Vietnam War, the truth is, in compiling all these different perspectives, you start to see that there were hundreds, there were thousands of Vietnam Wars, and they are represented through the voices of those who were there.
I love it. I love it. And so meaningful. And, we need to uncover some of these beautiful stories that shed light on the individuals and their personal stories. So again, Monica, thank you so much for joining us. How can my listeners find out, and how can they, go there?
Absolutely. Please have your listeners join us at loc.gov, G-O-V, /vets. And there you'll hear the full and broad spectrum of service. Those who served on the front lines and in combat, to those who served in equally important support functions, as chaplains, nurses, in a variety of different ways, so that we all understand our connection to our collective history through these examples of personal service and that scope of U.S. service.
I love it. Thank you again. And I will definitely check that out. And I really, you know, what a great way to really learn about your history. And not only that, to honor the veterans that have really, you know, gone out there and fought for us. So again, Monica, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
We appreciate the time.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, David A. Sampson, President and CEO of American Property Casualty Insurance Association. And Dr. Kimmy is Wildfire Research and, of course, Policy Analyst at Headwaters Economics. Welcome, both of you. And we are starting to have those wins again. And, oh, my gosh, I'm, like, really glad that you guys are both here, because what happens when we start to experience this? We kind of know the writing on the wall, right? And so we need to figure out what is the Wildland Commission? And can you tell us a little bit about the two or three of the key themes and recommendations from this report?
Sure. So the Wildfire Commission was created by Congress as a part of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act to take a fundamental reassessment of U.S., state, local, tribal policies regarding wildfires. We know we're in a period of extreme weather, extreme drought in the West. There's more wildland-urban interface. And so this is really the first comprehensive relook at wildfire policy in about 50 years. The main takeaway from the commission's report is that we need to move to a proactive posture rather than a reactive posture to address the entire wildfire life cycle, pre-event suppression during the event, and then post-fire recovery. And I would call attention to three main recommendations. First is better risk identification. And this involves investments in data, technology, and tools to better inform and manage fuel assessments and mitigation, utility hardening, which I know is a big initiative in California, early ignition detection, safe community evacuations, and smoke emissions. Secondly, pre-disaster mitigation, preparedness, and response. This is all about reducing fuel loads. If we don't reduce the fuel load, everything else we do is going to have minimal impact. And then third, more emphasis on post-fire recovery. We need to build resilience and mitigate in the post-fire rebuilding period to make sure that we don't build back to the same conditions that existed prior to the fire.
That's wonderful. And Dr. Kimmy, what are some of the key steps consumers should be taking to reduce the potential impact from wildfires?
Yeah, thank you, Kim. That's a great question. So there are three things that homeowners can do to reduce potential impact from wildfires. First and foremost, it's very essential that flammable materials are removed from in and around the home. So by that, I'm meaning on top, essentially, of the home, such as pine needles and dead vegetation along the gutters and in the roof valleys. Because we know that decades of research and science demonstrate that a home's building materials, design, and landscape are critical determinants of a home survivability from a wildfire. So by reducing the amount of flammable surface area on your property and home, you can minimize chances of the home burning from embers and small spot fires. And then this needs to be complemented by larger neighborhood and planning efforts, as well as fuels reduction in and around the home itself, as David alluded to. Secondly, to that, though, it's really important that you talk to your neighbor. Because even if you fully mitigate your property and your home, but your neighbor does nothing.
They don't. Yes.
Correct.
So it's
correct.
You still have exposure. It's a group effort. I love it. Okay. Yeah. In fact, where we live, we have to do, I think, is it the 500 feet around the home or whatever? And that's something that we do. And some of our neighbors are a little older, so you want to help them or, you know, at least find somebody that can do that for them. So that's great. I love that. And what are the cost implications for consumers and communities related to being more wildfire prepared? Because I know that so many homeowners, their homeowner insurance is going up, and it's almost like they can't even afford it. So where do they find out about that?
Well,
absolutely.
Go ahead. You know, we want to make sure that people have the resources they need to recover should the worst happen. And so I would encourage people to be proactive, to talk to their insurance agent to make sure that they have the coverage that they need. Secondly, there are things that individual homeowners can do in addition to what Kimmy has talked about that are really cost effective, like replacing the vents on your attics and eaves with fine mesh vents to prevent embers from getting into the attic space. We know scientifically that that's how most homes ignite from wildfires, on embers that mm-hmm. are transported in the air up to 5 miles away from a wildfire. They enter the home through those vents. Very inexpensive to replace those vents with fine mesh screens. The other thing I would recommend for consumers is to use your phone and take an inventory of your home and all your valuables, so that if the worst happens, you've got good documentation for the insurance claims process.
I love that. I love that. And for both of you, how can my listeners learn more about the commission and wildfire preparation? What is the website?
Yes. So recommend people go to www.apci.org/wildfire. And from that link, they can get access to the Wildfire Commission's report. It's got a great executive summary and all of the recommendations of the report, and as well as a number of consumer tips that Kimmy has identified that homeowners can take.
I love it. Just another great reminder here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. David and Dr. Kimmy, thank you so much for joining us here. And hopefully this will be another great year with less fire. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, some really great guests. And, of course, I wish everybody a great rest of your weekend. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Nothing is impossible. Even the word itself says I'm possible. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.